Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, great Almighty God, great down to Almighty. Nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is to the top of me. Ah, Lord God, how have you done standing here, my God's power? Ah, Lord God, how have you done standing here, that I out of town? Nothing is to the top of me. Oh, good mighty God, pray come to the mighty. Nothing, absolutely nothing, all we need to be taught for you. Ah, Lord God, I was with him, and he is by God, who is power. Ah, Lord God,
I'm good,
know I'll be needing you. I'm good. I'll be. Take a careful money. Kingdom to the Lord. Say, Lord, it's mine. Let me be fighting. Make a careful money. Kingdom to the Lord. Say, Lord, it's mine. Hallelujah. You alone. I'm good. I'm out. I'll be. You alone. I'm good. I'm out. I'll be. Take a careful money, kingdom to the Lord, God of the kind, God of the kind. Take a careful money, kingdom to the Lord, God of the kind. Hallelujah. I'm good. I do. You and me. I'm good. I love. I do. I'm good. I love. I do. Look at that for now. Kingdom for the love. Come out this night. I'll be fine. Take a careful note. Sing up to the Lord. Tell out his mind. Hallelujah. I'm good. I'm good. My life is power. I love us. I love me. I don't need it. I love us. Money needs to be done for me. Money needs to be done for me. Oh, good, my God. We turn to the mighty. Loving you, I will tell you nothing. I will think to be my new talk. Hallelujah. I will celebrate. Hallelujah. We will celebrate Adam. There is power we will carry glory with it. Who can we be without?
It was prayer. It was a time of prayer.
Of course, Jesus made it clear in the scriptures in Matthew chapter 21, verse 13. Matthew Gospel chapter 21, verse 13. Jesus made it clear, so my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you turn it to a den of thieves. See, the purpose of the church was derived from the original intention of God. God intended the church to be a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place of praise, a place of meeting with God, for the kind of altar where God met his people and fellowship with them, minister to them in the word and in the spirit through his servant. That was the original intention. But Jesus walked into the temple one day and he found out that they were rather trading in the temple. They were selling pigeons and exchanging money, buying and selling in the house of God, in the temple of God. And Jesus was hungry. We didn't stop your thing, and we couldn't believe it. And it was the first time, and of course, the first and last time, Jesus got his cane and whipped them out of the church. Brought them literally from the tables against them. Sent them packing out of the temple of the Holy Ghost, the temple of God. Sent them running out of the temple. And he made a very powerful statement, which is the theme of our study today. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are turning to a den of thieves. See? What a great exchange. See? You have turned the church to a den of thieves, den of robbers, rogues, and buying and selling, and trading and commerce and merchandise. The original purpose of God for the church have been thrown away. And everyone is doing their own thing. And that was the first time and the only time Jesus got offended. He took the cane and literally whipped them out of the church. They sent all of them packing, turned their tails against them, and all the money changers, the scripture says, they ran away from the house of God. And the real purpose of God for that, for the church began to come forth. And of course, we saw it in Acts chapter 2, when the believers in the upper room of Mary began to pray and wait on God. You know, for a period of time, they were praying and waiting on God, and heaven opened. And the angels came down, baptized them with the power of the Holy Spirit, were filled with the anointing, and they were ready to preach the gospel with signs, wonders, and miracles following after they had decided to pray in the church and not to sell stuff and not to merchandise. May God have mercy upon this generation. Today we can see a practical example of all these things going on in the churches, and everyone is still trying to commercialize, still trying to make merchandise of the house of God and all kind of stuff. See, we better be careful with this thing, because Jesus can be angry, the Holy Spirit can be angry, and still the people ask. The book of Revelation, God made it clear that you are neither hot nor cold. You are lukewarm. The church is lukewarm. You thought you are rich, but you are poor. And he said, I will still ask. See, our prayer today is that may we not anger God and get God angry. And let God be angry and begin to send the church packet. That's not what it should be. But right now, all kinds of things are still going on. The real trouble of the church is not being met. The whole everyone is struggling for titles and struggling for money and wealth and riches. Everyone is struggling to make news and better people and make money and all kinds of stuff is going on. God is wanting the church to repent. Or likewise perish. And if you retain, ye shall likewise perish. That is the word of God. The church must be a glorified church, a holy church, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, people called of God, to worship him in spirit and in truth. I feel that we worship him in spirit and in truth. God is calling for a true church, a people of God, who will do the will of God, who will not turn the church to merchandise. God is looking for men and women both again who will worship him in spirit and in truth. God is still looking for traders and merchandise and commerce in his house. Jesus made it clear, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. That is the purpose of the church. But today, everyone is going their own way. All have seen and have come short of the glory of God. The church now has been turned to a place of a sacrilege, all kind of a sacrilege. You don't have to the holy room. No, all kind of stuff is going on. The place is now eating and drinking place. And everyone wants to just do what they think they should be doing in the church. And once again, the Holy Spirit could be angry. And we don't know what is going to follow. God is speaking to his church today. Get right, church, and let's go home. No, you know, you are the temple.
Must have Jesus in us. The Holy Spirit must come into our lives.
We're going to be true children of God, not compromising people now. Not people who do just anything they want to do. Jonah bought his own ticket and he said he was on his way to Tarshish when God caught up with him and pulled him back to Nineveh. A lot of people are going their own way. There's a way that female ride on the land, the end thereof is destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And only few are finding. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. I pray that today you find that narrow way that leads to eternal life. The narrow way that leads to the kingdom of God. Don't you follow the broad road. The broad road that leads to destruction. There's a way that sees human life under a man, but the end thereof, the way of destruction. Don't you follow the way of destruction. God is calling you today. The Holy Spirit is calling you today to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is inviting you to come just as you are, and is ready to receive you and to welcome you into the kingdom of God. I want to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, you're still distancing prayer. He says, you know, said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. I'm asking that the Spirit of God will convince you right now. I convince you of the word of God, that the word of God will find a place in you, that you shall be a doer of the word, and not just a hearer only. In the name of Jesus, that today you will find Jesus in your heart, be born again, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, that you begin to live a new life. All things will start away. The old things become new. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to feel free to write us today. Our miracles radio at juno.com. Our miracles radio at juno.com. Also, you can call us for prayer and counseling. 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. We are here for you, to pray with you, to counsel with you. I know God will do a new thing in your life. You will never be the same again. We invite you to watch with us here at Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, River Spring, Maryland. First floor. That's where we are. First floor. The Lord has committed us from the ground floor, from the basement, to the first floor, where we meet every day to worship God in the evening, 7 p.m., especially the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have prayers and service and worship and testimonies and word of God. That is from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., first section and the second section, 7 to 9 p.m. We want you to come with your families, and God will do you good. Aisha and I will love you, and all our members and pastors will say, God bless you abundantly. Please forward this message to all your friends and everyone around you. Let them know the truth, and the truth has said they pray. Welcome you to attend our Sunday services every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and then the second section is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Sunday. God is doing great things. You need to be a part of what God is doing. And come and receive. Right here, Jesus Christ Global Mission, 8th floor, 850 Sligo Avenue, 4th floor, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. God bless you abundantly. We love you. And Jesus loves you too. Amen. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. I am born again. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. I am born again. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. I am born again. His glory, Father. His glory, Son. His glory,